Our Psalter is our sermon text. And our sermon text today is a lyric sheet of sorts, what we receive as sacred poetry in the book of Psalms were actually songs, swelling from the mouths of worshipers in the temple and accompanied by instruments. Our lesson this morning comes from Psalm 122. Listen now for God's word to God's people. I was glad when they said to me, "Let us go to the house of the Lord." Our feet are standing within your gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem, built as a city that is bound firmly together. To it the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, as was decreed for Israel, to give thanks to the name of the Lord. For there the thrones of judgment were set up, the thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May they prosper who love you. Peace be within your walls and security within your towers. For the sake of my relatives and friends, I will say, peace be within you. For the sake of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek your good. Holy wisdom, holy word, thanks be to God. From generation to generation, the dream of Jerusalem has been planted in the heart of humanity. Jerusalem. As we prepare for the birth of the Christ child, it's interesting to note that in medieval times, Jerusalem was envisioned as an umbilical cord linking the church, the body of Christ, to Almighty God. Medieval maps depict Jerusalem as the center of the world, thanks to the enduring influence of Constantine, who, several centuries beforehand, magnified the significance of place to the faith. Though early followers of Christ were not hyper-focused on Jerusalem, the significance of the holy city to Jewish tradition paved the way for its centrality to the faith in later years. Therefore, it stands for us to consider, what is Jerusalem? Jerusalem is the city of David, King David, who captured the land of the Jebusites over 3,000 years ago, established the United Kingdom of Israel, and appointed Jerusalem as its capital. The Bible tells us that in conquering the Jebusites, David did not exterminate or banish the survivors. What's more, David honored their property rights and employed them in his army and administration. Scholar Daniel Gavran observes, quote, "The biblical evidence points to the fact that the great Israelite monarch found a way to share his capital with his former adversaries." Jerusalem, built as a city that is bound firmly together, for there the thrones of judgment were set up, the thrones of the house of David. What is Jerusalem? Jerusalem is the seat of the first and second temple. King David had a lofty dream to build a temple to stand as a permanent home of the Ark of the Covenant that contained the Ten Commandments. Yet God prevented David from bringing his dream to life. David's dream would become a reality through the reign of his heir, King Solomon, who built the first temple that was completed in 950 BC. All the religious practices of the Israelites, including worship and sacrifices, were performed in the temple. In 586 BC, the Babylonian Empire sacked Jerusalem, sent the Jewish people into exile, and destroyed Solomon's temple. But the promise of the Jerusalem temple would not remain in ruins. 70 years later, when a number of the exiles returned to the city of David, a second temple was built. And religious observances resumed for centuries until 70 AD, when the Romans destroyed the second temple. Deep longing for the house of the Lord to re-emerge lingered. Scholar Joseph Telexkin notes that to this day, traditional Jews pray three times a day for the temple's restoration. I was glad when they said to me, "Let us go to the house of the Lord, to the tribes. To it the tribes go up. The tribes of the Lord, as was decreed for Israel, to give thanks to the name of the Lord." What is Jerusalem? Jerusalem is where Muslims believe the Prophet Muhammad was transported during his night journey, riding an enchanted steed, traveling from the great mosque of Mecca to the Al-Aqsa Mosque, then ascending to visit heaven in 621 AD. As Abraham, David, Solomon, and Jesus are revered as prophets of Islam, Jerusalem cradles the Dome of the Rock, the Dome of the Chain, and the Al-Aqsa Mosque of the Temple Mount. For the sake of my relatives and friends, I will say, peace be within you. What is Jerusalem? Jerusalem is where 15-year-old Aryeh Jacobek, a resident of the Har Nof neighborhood and a yeshiva student, was killed when an explosion leveled a bus station early this past Wednesday morning, injuring 12 others. A second explosion rocked Remote Junction about a half hour later. The explosions were the result of a devastating terrorist attack against the state of Israel. Not one, but two tandem terrorist attacks. Peace be within your walls and security within your towers. What is Jerusalem? Jerusalem is where the Shuafat refugee camp houses more than 130,000 Palestinians, the only refugee camp left inside the municipal boundaries of Israel, constructed for Jerusalem after taking control of the eastern part of the city in 1967. To enter Jerusalem proper, residents holding Jerusalem Israeli identification papers must cross through a checkpoint for schools, work, shopping, and medical care. The camp itself lacks infrastructure or services such as sanitation, trash collection, water pipes, or sewage system. Our feet are standing within your gates, O Jerusalem. What is Jerusalem? Jerusalem is the city where Jesus, as a young child, was presented at the temple. In the city of David, the monarch through which his lineage is traced, Jesus preached and healed and conducted his public ministry. Jesus chastised and chased traitors and money changers from Jerusalem's second temple. On the night of his arrest, Jesus sat in an upper room in Jerusalem and, taking the bread, commanded his disciples to take, eat his body broken for them, and to drink from his cup, his blood shed for them. Jerusalem is where Jesus was crucified, dead, and buried. Jerusalem is where, on the third day, Jesus rose again from the dead and ascended into heaven. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May they prosper who love you. What is Jerusalem? Jerusalem, shalom, this place of shalom or peace. It is geography. It is sand and stone and rubble and rock. It is society. It is the navel of medieval religious imagination. It is identity. It is community. It is resilient. It is fragile. It is metaphor. It is, perhaps, above all, vision. A vision of peace and prosperity that we know well how to imagine, but know little how to achieve. Yet we know that we must never stop trying. For us, today, as Christians entering a new liturgical year, on this first day of Advent, Jerusalem, as metaphor, is the light by which we find our way to Bethlehem. Psalm 122 appears in the Revised Common Lectionary on the first Sunday of Advent, precisely because of its jubilant and hopeful tone. It sets the stage for our Christian hope, or should I say hopes, for Emmanuel, God with us, the baby born in Bethlehem, and for the triumphant return of the Prince of Peace, the man, Jesus the Christ, who will, as the book of Revelation tells us, usher in the new Jerusalem. For the sake of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek your good. Friends, as we carry the ancient lyrics of Psalm 122 through our voices, remembering the delight of our spiritual ancestors in ascending to the house of the Lord, we also bear witness to the new Jerusalem, to the realm of eternal prosperity, peace, and well-being for all, to the promise of the gospel. And we find ourselves on this first day of Advent gathered in the house of the Lord. We are gathered in this space. We are gathered across space through the wonders of digital and computer technology. I was glad when they said to me, let us go to the house of the Lord. Beloved, what if Fourth Church is our Jerusalem, old and new together? If Fourth Church is our portal to Jerusalem that we have been given in the city of Chicago, how do we enter? Do we enter it with gladness, praying for the peace and the security of all? Do we carry with us into this season of Advent, into this space, a Jerusalem hope? What is our Jerusalem vision for Fourth Church in and beyond this season of Advent? I believe that the peace that we pray might unfold in this space is the peace that we bring to it. I believe that each of us is a brick by which the kingdom of God is being built. And I believe that we are called to live into the Jerusalem vision. In a sense, each of us is our own Jerusalem, a dwelling in which the light of Christ may reside. The pathway to peace in our world begins today, in this new church year. Begins with us, begins within each of us. As we pray for a broken geography several hundred miles away, as we assemble in a church made by hands and a service transmitted by circuits, let us finally pray for the Jerusalem that is our very bodies and our souls. In this season, I pray for the peace of you and 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 you. I pray for the peace of you. May you prosper in loving you. May peace be within your walls and security within your towers. For your own sake, may peace be within you. For the sake of your body as a temple of God, may you seek good for yourself. And in so doing, may you prepare the way of the Lord. Amen.